Hey guys, good day. Welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us and thanks for listening in. This is the Academy Answers podcast where we talk about happiness, success, and full potential. I read a comment on one of my posts on, I think it was TikTok, a couple days ago about one having the problem of trying to get into a marketplace that is overcrowded, or there's too many of this going on out there. And okay, yes, if all of us do this, be business people, or if all of us create, then who's going to be the customer and all that jazz. So I'll just tell you a story that will bring you some perspective on how this world works, because a lot of times we are restricted by our conditioning and the programming that we have been dealt, and it's not exactly our fault, because to break the chain of culture and the chain of upbringing and the grip of socialization is no easy task. It is no easy task. I say it all the time. When I was growing up, the corner shop or the grocery store, the Americans call it bodegas, but you get the idea, where you go to buy your groceries, there was one shelf, maybe like a 4 feet shelf behind where the cashier was, usually the store owner who handles the cashiering stuff. And there was maybe five different brands of soft drinks and maybe another three different types of juices. As I go to high school, moved on to high school, there was probably, in a 5 year period, there's probably double that. So there may be 10 and 4. By the time I was out of college, in the third world country, small island of Jamaica, there was probably five times that. So there was maybe 20 different types of sodas and another 50 different types of juice. When I come to the US, there are hundreds of different drinks, brands out there. And everyone has been there for a long time. There has been enough. There is enough. There is that level and more coming on the market every time. And everybody's surviving. Look, there is unlimited abundance in the world. There are no limits on these things. There is always a space. As tough as it might be, I just want to show you that it is way beyond what you can fathom in terms of the resources and abundance that is in the world, in the marketplace. Your prosperity does not create a corresponding demise for anybody else. And vice versa. The opposite is also true. Someone else's prosperity does not create a corresponding void or lack for you. There is enough for everyone. A good player coming into the league doesn't stop another good player from getting a spot. If you are good enough, the spot is yours. If there's not a spot in the league, there's a spot in the world or in the business of the game or somewhere in there where you can create more than enough for yourself and your family. That is what they call the abundance mindset. Idea that there is enough out there in the world. The idea that if you learn enough, if you focus enough, if you work hard enough, you can find your place in the world. You can amass more than enough wealth, more than enough notoriety for you to realize your full potential. What am I getting at? If there is any limit, if there are any limits, it is not the marketplace or the world that is limiting you. If there is a problem for any person to achieve something, if there's a problem for anyone to find a way, if there's a problem for anyone to get their share, it is not a problem of the marketplace or the world or your environment. It is not. I think it was Sam Walton who put it this way. He says that there is no lack of opportunity in the world. There's a lack of creativity. Maybe you have to put a different spin on it. Maybe you have to be a little more creative. Maybe you have to find another way. Maybe you have to wait. But understand that it is not the marketplace and the lack of anything in the marketplace that's going to hold you back. Ever. There are people who have started out as sports stars who got injured or something happened in their lives and they have had to reinvent themselves and have done tremendously well in other areas. There are people who have very little natural talent in a specific area who have found a way to make millions in these areas. The idea that, oh, everybody's in that, oh, everybody's doing that now, there are too many people doing that, oh, that's gonna go down, there's no space, there's no room, it's saturated. Saturation is usually, in most cases, 99.9% of the time, not for small businesses. It's never a small business phenomenon. Saturation. In most industries, and you can go look at the stats, 20% of the people make 80% of the revenue. You know why? Because 20% of the people are willing to do whatever it takes in terms of customer service, in terms of business systems, in terms of management. So the rest fall by the wayside. I guarantee you that the industry will expand. Whatever you're doing, every single day, there are new market share opening up. The market share is usually expanding. More people are buying cars. More people are drinking sodas. More people are wearing clothes. More people are getting into your market every day. Hundreds of thousands of people. More so with this borderless world where you have the world at your fingertips because your buyer might be in Europe. You might live in North America. Your buyer can be anywhere in the world. You can still reach and serve them. Guys who do work for me are in Sri Lanka, Pakistan, Indonesia, you name it, all over the world. And they're getting my business. And many more people like me are coming into the space every day, seeking professionals to do work for them. So if you want to do something in the world, the idea that there is saturation is a cop-out. Forget that. Think differently. Start to look at it from a larger perspective. There will be growth. There's more growth. There's more money. There's more people. There's more desire in the world every single day. It has always been that way, and it will always be that way. Ever since we were kids, you name the major sectors, they have grown 100-fold. Why? Because there's more demand, and more people are still needed to fill the growing demand. So, abundance is the order of the universe. Think in abundance, operate in abundance, believe in abundance. Thank you guys for listening. Always a pleasure. See you on the next podcast.